Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie Couric, and welcome to show number 549 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we're celebrating the centennial of one Frances Ethel Gumm, better known as Judy Garland. Legendary Judy Garland was born on June 10, 1922, passed away too soon on June 22, 1969. But in that relatively brief span, she certainly left a wonderful legacy of performances that endure to this day. And we're going to be examining some of them on this week's program. Beginning with this number from her 1950 MGM film Summerstock, here's Judy with Get Happy. Remembering Judy Garland on this week's edition of NRT. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set, maybe you'd like to have one serviced, or just like to look at pictures of them, check out our good friends at the Wisconsin Antique Radio Club's website at warci.org for all your antique radio needs. They also have a terrific Facebook group. From her London sessions in 1960, this is Judy Garland with Lucky Day, and it certainly is her lucky day. We're celebrating her 100th birthday.
Oh, boy, I'm lucky.
I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm all in clover. I'm glad all over. I want to shout hooray. I found a horseshoe, couldn't go wrong. And then, of course, you happened along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. Done you, that great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope, you burn up. Tomorrow he will turn up. There's just no let up. The livelong night and day. looking for the man that got away.
Oscar-worthy role as Vicki Lester in the 1954 Warner Brothers film A Star Is Born. That was Judy Garland with The Man That Got Away. And now from her 1958 album, Judy in Love, here she is with another classic, Zing Went the Strings of My Heart.
From the start, something inside of me started a symphony. Zing went the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through, I love you. Yes, I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing when the strings of my heart.
Go along dawn till sundown. Here's the rundown. Every day that comes, comes once in a lifetime. Take each day and gather the rosebuds in it. Fill each minute. Every day comes once in a lifetime. Think of now, tomorrow is waiting in the wings. Who knows what it brings? While the future waits, the present swings from day to day. In Brooklyn or China, across the bay. Particular sky. Only once these precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by. So live, live, live. From day to day, in Brooklyn or China, across the bay, only once comes this particular sky. Only once these precious hours will fly. Only once in a lifetime today comes by, so live.
That was Birthday Girl Judy Garland from 1960 with a sprightly little number called Comes Once in a Lifetime. Now going back to her 1944 MGM film Meet Me in St. Louis, here was the Oscar-nominated song, The Trolley Song.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine.
Why no? I don't know why they're ringing.
Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing, every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Loveland for me and my gal.
Going back 80 years to 1942 in his first feature film role, that was Gene Kelly with Judy Garland and For Me and My Gal, title song of the film. Now, of course, what can we close out our look at Judy Garland's career and to celebrate her 100th birthday? There can't be any other song than this one. Here she is from 1939.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Fly beyond the rainbow, Why, oh, why can't
I? Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here on the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to October 11th of 1950 and tuning into the Bing Crosby Show. And his special guests for that evening are Judy Garland and Bob Hope.
You got to accentuate the positive. Well, here we go. First one this year, I guess.
Just a moment, Mr. Crosby. I'd like a word with you before you begin.
You would, huh?
Yes, sir. My card, sir.
Let's see, what's this?
I'm Vice President of the Columbia Broadcasting System. My name is Hubble Ackerman, Jr.
Oh, sit down. Sit down, Junior. I got some Chesterfields to sell here. I'll be busy for a minute.
Well, before you begin, I'd like a word with you regarding network policy.
That's a good idea, network policy. Very good idea. In fact, with Hope coming here tonight, the network ought to take out the biggest policy it can get. Get a double indemnity deal if they can arrange.
That's just the point, Mr. Crosby.
What do you mean?
We of the network understand that tonight you intend to continue a story which you and Mr. Hope started last night on that other network.
That's right. We started last night on NBC.
Oh, Mr. Crosby, I do wish you'd try to be more of a company man.
Well, I try, but I'm just not a square, I guess.
I
can't handle it.
Must I remind you, sir, that CBS has purchased you lock, stock, and barrel?
You guys will buy anything. I'm sorry, Mr. Ackerman, but Bob and I have cooked this little thing up, and he's coming here tonight to do it with me.
No, he isn't. Mr. Hope had his chance to be a member of the CBS family, and he refused. Now the ship has sailed.
Aloha.
Mr. Crosby, I don't like to flaunt my authority, but this much I can tell you. If you do this broadcast tonight, it'll be over my dead body.
Oh. Well. Hoppy must have sold me a real gun. The theme, John Scott.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears and Bing's guests, Miss Judy Garland and Mr. Bob Hope. And now here's a fellow who's just had a falling out with the CBS vice president, Mr. Bing Crosby.
He fell out. I'm still here. Well, we got to get rolling now, Ken, so if you'll drag the late vice president away from the mic, make a little room here, I'll introduce our honored guest of the evening. Folks, one of the more choice contenders in the season's cinema sweepstakes is MGM's tuneful tinted tin type titled Summer Stock. Tonight, we boast the presence of the star of that merry piece, Miss Judy Garland.
Thank you, Bing. Thank you. Gee, that was a long introduction. What a build-up.
Well, I'm not going to give Hope any, so I thought I'd give you a double help.
But enough of this here chit-chat,
what
Crosby.
What chit-chat is this?
I'm Captain Judy Garland of the FBI.
Oh, you're going to pinch me for shooting that vice president, huh?
I'm taking you to the calaboose.
Now, just a minute. You can't arrest me. I plead the unwritten law.
And what's that?
I don't know. It ain't been written yet.
Concerned.
But Captain Judy, it seems a shame to make you come here for nothing. As long as you're here, why don't we sing something?
Well, swell, let's sing Sam's song.
Okay, what part do you want?
I'll take Gary's part, but I'll lay back. I won't push you like he did.
Push me, huh? Yeah. I gotta play that record when I get home. You'll see what he did. John Scott, we're ready, boy.
Here's a happy tune you love to croon. They call it Samsung.
Catchy as can be the melody, they call it Samsung.
Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Samsung.
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do. People that you meet out on the street are whistling Samsung.
Everyone you see will soon agree, ah, it's such a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong
if you learn to croon this happy tune. They call it Samsung.
How we develop this classic America theme just a little further.
It's a happy tune
that'll bring you a smile all the while when you croon it, you're reeling in style.
And the title is Samsung.
Catchy as can be,
with a slight little beat and the melody sweet keeps you tapping your feet.
And the title is Samsung.
Nothing on your mind
but the news of the day and the bills you must pay. Keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Samsung.
Keep pitching, kid.
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do.
People that you meet.
Hello, Joe, what you know? And remind me to motel and business is slow, but I'm whistling
Samsung.
Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong if you learn to croon like a lark in the park who is making his mark serenading the dark with a chorus of Samsung. If you learn to croon a happy tune, they call it Samsung.
Hope says it, Godfrey says it, and Bing says it.
Tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. That's the real test for mildness in a cigarette, and as old as tobacco itself.
All right, Bing. Tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. Here's how you can prove it, friends.
Make your next pack Chesterfield. Then open them, smell them, and smoke them.
That's right. Open them. Open your pack of Chesterfields. Then smell them. Smell that milder Chesterfield aroma, an aroma no other cigarette has. Compare it with the cigarettes you've been smoking. Now smoke Chesterfields and prove what every tobacco farmer knows. Tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder.
And Chesterfield mildness follows through and leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth.
That's right, Bing. You know, folks, America's first cigarette taste panel, composed of smoking experts, after smoking leading brands of cigarettes over a period of more than a year, told us this fact. Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Take a tip from us, folks. Make your next pack Chesterfields, and you'll always buy a Chesterfield. Here's Get Happy, a great rhythmic song done in great style by Miss Garland.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. Wade and cross the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side.
forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy, Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy, we're going to the promised land. Hallelujah, heading for the river, throw your sins away in the tide. Hallelujah. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, you better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready.
Bravo, Judy. Wonderful. I tell you, gal, when you sing, you give everybody in this American country something to shoot at.
Say, where's Hope?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Fancy Pants Hope, Chesterfield's new fair-haired boy. Now they got three of us. I'm fair hair, Godfrey's red hair, and then there's Crosby.
Don't forget Perry Como. He's in there pitching for us on television.
Don't stop them, please. Well, Judy Garland, say, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm here, too.
I know, you gave me the sore eyes.
You're the one that's on television. You've given everybody erratic orbs.
Don't be bitter, old-timer. You'll get into that new medium yet.
I suppose so,
eventually. They're working on the widescreen. You'll make it.
I imagine they'll get to me. Eventually, they'll start scraping the top of the barrel.
Yes. It's about time you had your barrel scraped.
Now, just... Say, Bob, incidentally, now that you're with Chesterfield and you're a guest here, suggestion, please.
Yeah.
Why don't you try and conduct yourself with a little savoir-faire, a little je ne sais quoi, joie de vivre, esprit de corps, dernier cri.
Look, V.N. Rose. Don't try to dazzle me with that stale French of yours.
I could dazzle you with English, Bob.
Dazzle be enough out of you.
Tut.
Say, listen, you vice president killer, why'd you take a shot at me?
That shot came from the audience.
That couldn't happen on my show. We frisk everybody before they come in.
If I come to your show next week, I'm going to wear a diving bell.
Don't worry about Flabby, Judy. He's harmless. He has to wear a used feed bag so he can feel his oats. Now, I don't know.
Say, listen, I want to say one thing. You're feeling pretty gay tonight, aren't you, Dad?
I'm bubbly, yes, I'm bubbly.
Has Gary got a sore throat or something? Is he going to have his tonsils out?
Well, if he does, I got a priority. I mean, let me tell you something, Robert. Last August, when you were out of work, just want to remind you of something. Just think back a little.
What?
Last August, when you were out of work, you were singing an entirely different tune.
Yeah, what about that offer I had to sell Schmuggelheim hog food? I wish you'd stop inferring that you set me in with Chesterfield.
Well, I did set you in there. I not only got you a wonderful job, but I fixed it so you could smoke the best cigarette in the world.
Listen, I always smoke Chesterfield.
Yeah, but now you're smoking whole ones. That's nice. Anyway, Judy, last summer I had heard Bob was despondent, dejected, unhappy, desolate, and unemployed. So one day I walked over to his house. I found him in the barbecue pit rooting around and foraging for morsels of meat left over from his more affluent days. As I drew closer, I heard him singing as he dusted the ashes off a charred meatball.
Schmuggelheim's hog food, oink, 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 oink. Schmuggelheim's hog food, oink, 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 oink.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm working on a hog food singing commercial. I think I can land the Schmuggelheim account.
Bobsy, Got big news for you. I'm going to take you to see the Chesterfield people, to see Mr. Crampton. He's the head man, you know.
Oh, Bing, you're a doll. How can I ever repay you? Gosh, I feel terrible when I think of all the awful things I've said about you and all the wonderful things you do for me.
Oh, Bob.
No, really, Bing, I've been a cad to you. I've treated you miserably, and all the time you've been my benefactor, I should grovel in the dust at your feet.
Well, Bob, you're appreciative, you're humble, you're grateful, you're faking.
I thought I did that very well. Men have gotten an Oscar for less. Didn't you?
You won't get an Oscar till they award him for vagrancy.
Wait a minute.
Now, come on, will you? And be on your best behavior. Really watch it, will you, kid? Because the Chesterfield people, they never heard of you. Never heard of you, so you got everything in your favor. Now, here's the Chesterfield office right here. Before we go in, let's see how you look.
Well, I'll slip on my jacket. Pretty spiffy, huh? I had it made special to impress the sponsor. It's a Chesterfield.
It's a beautiful color. Sort of a golden brown.
Don't hold yourself back, you know. That's all right. I think we've got enough out of that. Go ahead.
Love the color. Do I really love it? It's sort of a golden brown, isn't
it? Yes, it's made out of real tobacco.
Well, you got the pouch for it. Now, before we go in...
Butter hips. Watch it, watch it.
Come on now, Joker. Let's go on in. Come on.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Crosby.
Good morning.
Well, I see you've been out in the fields picking tobacco this morning.
No, that's a coat. There's a man under it.
Go right in, Mr. Crosby. Mr. Crampton's expecting
you. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Crampton.
Well, good morning, Bing. Oh, I see you've been out in the field this morning picking tobacco.
No, Mr. Crampton, that's a coat. Bob, part the leaves, will you? Stick your head out, say hello to Mr. Crampton.
How do you do, Mr. Crampton?
Africa speaks.
How are you, Crappy? Tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder.
Well, bless my soul. This man has had his basic training.
Oh, he's quick. He's quick, very quick. Not talented.
Well, Bing, don't just stand there. Have a seat. And, Mr. Ho?
Yes, sir?
You curl up right there in the ashtray.
Say, Mr. Crampton, I spoke to you about Mr. Hope on the phone, you remember? He's a pal of mine. I was wondering if we could find a place for him in the Chesterfield family.
My buddy.
This fella's desperate, Mr. Crampton. He's very anxious to work, and of course, money isn't important.
No, I'll take the factory.
Say, that's rather amusing. Not very amusing, just rather. I suppose we could use another program, but, Bing, do you really believe this man has the figure and the personality to get through his advanced training?
Advanced training? What's that?
Oh, Bob, you see, all of us fellas who work for Chesterfield, we have to go out and meet the public. Each of us is assigned to a certain territory.
Well, I like to get out and meet the people, and I can hustle plenty of Chesterfields. Where do I operate?
My secretary will give you your cigarette tray and your black nylons. Have your hair done and report for work at Zero's tonight.
You mean I have to be a cigarette girl at Zero's?
What are you beefing about? I'm working the Macombo.
Holy smoke, are you Carlotta?
Yes, I am. I am indeed.
No!
My black curls fooled you, didn't they?
And to think I parked across the street until 4 a.m. last Thursday waiting for Crosby to count up.
No crack, sir. I'll tell how you acted on the way home.
You must have had those curls glued on real tight. We had quite a tussle.
It was rough, plenty rough. I did enjoy slapping your face.
Yes, you
and
did.
And incidentally, I'll thank you to return my garter.
I may as well. All the snap's gone out of it anyhow. Imagine me thinking you were Carlotta. I don't see how you fooled me. You look more like a used Carlotta. Oh. Madman Muntz is writing on this show now.
Well, there you are, Judy. That's how it happened.
Don't believe a word he says. Come here, Judy. I'll give you the real load.
Now, if my two charming compatriots will excuse me, I have a song to sing right about here. It's called I Cross My Fingers. My fingers every time that you kiss me goodnight. I cross my fingers even though you are holding me tight. You say you love me, and I know that's a very good sign. Still I'll cross my fingers till you're mine, all mine.
I cross my fingers
every time that you kiss me goodnight.
I cross my fingers
even though you are holding me tight. You say you love me, and I know that's a very good sign. Still I'll cross my fingers till you're mine, all mine.
Till you're mine.
Thank you. Well, come on, Bob. Bob.
Yeah.
Now step up here to the mic, Robert. We're going to tell everyone how to be his own cigarette expert.
Well, that's been kicked around.
What's this? What's been kicked
around? Well, all summer long on the radio, I heard people say, be your own beverage expert, be your own bedsheet expert, be your own meatball expert, be your own expert.
Well, that's okay. As Fred Allen once said, imitation is the sincerest form of radio. That's what he said. With the epic remarks. But remember, we were first with the expert idea.
Right you are. Be your own cigarette expert.
Take your own pack of Chesterfields, then open them, smell them, and smoke them.
Yes, open your pack of Chesterfields and smell them. What you smell is a milder tobacco aroma you'll find only in Chesterfields. Compare it with a cigarette you've been smoking, then smoke those Chesterfields and prove for yourselves that tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder.
Make your next pack Chesterfields, and you'll always buy Chesterfields. And remember this, Chesterfield's mildness follows through, and it leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. Mona Lisa, one of the summer's big hits. In fact, looks like a song that's going to linger into the sere and autumn months, too.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you? For that Mona Lisa's strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you just a cold and lonely
lovely work of art. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa,
say, you sang that quite well, Moaning Lisa. Say, Judy, what are you doing after the show?
Well, I thought I might go and see the new Clark Gable Barbara Stanwyck picture.
Oh, the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, the one called To Please a Lady. Isn't that the one about the Indianapolis auto races?
Say, that gives me an idea, Bing. Why don't you and I make an auto race picture? I can drive, and I'm sure I can get Paramount to put the wheels on you.
You have to put wheels on me to get me near the joint.
Me too. That's a big line.
Save that for...
Show business. Me too.
Did it beautifully, right? Didn't
he? Ben Bard, night.
Wait a minute now.
All right.
Bing, who's your guest next week?
Next week, Judy, our guests will be Miss Judy Garland and Mr. Bob Hope.
Hey, how do you get the same guest 2 weeks in a row?
Well, I don't know about Judy, but I got you in a one sense.
If I'm going to be with you next Wednesday, you're going to be on my show next Tuesday.
And that's a standoff if I've ever heard of one.
Come on, Judy, let's go.
Wait, back. You kids can't leave until we've all said goodnight to Irene.
Oh, that's right. Everybody's saying goodnight to Irene these days.
Here we go. Now get to bed, Irene.
Irene, goodnight. Irene, goodnight. Goodnight. See you in our dreams.
Sometimes she sleeps in pajamas. Sometimes she sleeps in a gown. But when they both in the laundry, Irene is the talk of the town.
Irene never goes off to dreamland till she combs every hair in her head. She puts it all up neat in curlers, then she hangs it on the post on the bed.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night.
Anyone for meatballs?
Good night.
A burglar broke in Irene's bedroom. The dear girl was sleeping in peace. Then Irene, she fought like a tiger till the burglar called the police.
Benzedrine, drink Ovaltine, or just drop dead, Irene.
Thank you very much, folks. Thank you for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke. Go, Joe, go.
And that'll get it for this week's edition of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Until then, so long for now.